Today is Friday, the 17th of April, 2026, and we thank you for including us as part of your morning routine today. Our prayer team is Reverend Kimball and Michelle, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Reverend Kimball.
Good morning. I'm in with the Master this morning. It's for anyone who has ever struggled with self-worth. Today is for those who have lived through things ordinary people should never have had to go through. You've endured what most people would never like to dream of because they would find it too horrifying. You have done a whole lot of stuff you believe that has put you in a place where you could never be forgiven. So you put on a happy face, keeping it all bottled up inside, all the while trying to make it appear that you are living the life you really don't believe you are worthy to live. You have retreated into your own little darkness with this idea that no one knows who you really are. Let me remind you, while I encourage you this morning, that there is nothing that Jesus does not already know about you. And that stuff that you are ashamed of is the same stuff that he died to release you from. He knows all about you, and he loves you still. The fourth chapter of the Gospel of John gives us a glimpse into the life of a woman caught in a cycle of brokenness because she did not understand how to break free. She was in Samaria feeling like an outcast and living with the shame of seven broken and sinful relationships, but help was on the way. Jesus, headed to Galilee, felt the need to go through Samaria, and as divine intervention would have it, he made a pit stop at the right place at the right time. This woman needed a breakthrough, and Jesus was and still is in the breakthrough business. After a quick visit with her at the well where they met, Jesus begins to tell her everything about herself, especially the things that she thought were hidden. She had come to the well for water, but it wasn't long before she realized that the thing that she had really, what she was really thirsty for, was right in front of her and right there all alone. And when she received it, a funny thing happened. Her shame began to fade. John 4:28-29 records it like this. The woman left her water jars beside the well and ran back into the village, telling everyone, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?" Jesus knew everything about her, and yet he went out of his way to save her. Let me say that again. Jesus knew everything about her, and yet he went out of his way to save her. He knows exactly who we are, and despite all of that, he died to set us free. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God loves you, and there is absolutely nothing that you can do to change it. Have a loving and spirit-filled Friday.
Thank you, Reverend Kimball. Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous, faithful Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Those who need salvation, we ask the Lord to capture their heart and lead them in the right way. Minister Pratt, she is having eye surgery this morning. We lift her for a successful surgery and for a swift healing with no complications. Cassandra Blue Miller, she is hospitalized in ICU. We appeal to God to strengthen her body and make her well. Mario W., he is having carpal tunnel issues. We pray for a treatment plan specific to his condition and for total healing. Janicia, 4 years old. She is going through dialysis and has a bone disease. We pray for the Lord to turn her health around and make her whole. Vincent F. of Orlando. He is recovering at home after a lengthy stay in the hospital. We continue to pray for healing and a full recovery. Young adults who are pulling away from family gatherings. We pray for the Lord to prick their hearts and bring them back to him and to the fellowship of their families. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray for you to express God's love to everyone you encounter today, for the Spirit of God to guide your actions, and for a breakthrough in your areas of need. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you have a God-blessed day.
Thank you, Michelle. Let us pray. I almost gave up. I was right on the edge of a breakthrough, but I couldn't see it. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and he held me close so I wouldn't let go. Most Heavenly Father, most wonderful and high God, we come to you now this morning in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, once again to tell you thank you for all the love, the joy, the peace, and the power, and the understanding that you've shown towards us. Father, even in the midst of our brokenness, you came to us and you strengthened us and you empowered us, Father. Even in those places where we were struggling and it was hard for us to get up, Father, you came and you lifted us up, Father. In those places where we were lost and we couldn't find our way, Father, you came and you gave us direction, Father. When we were sad and lonely, you came and you comforted us. And so we come this morning, Father, to tell you thank you for the joy and the understanding that you've given us, Father. We come this morning because we understand and we realize that it's only because of your grace and your mercy this morning that we've been given another chance to get up, Father, to come together, to join our hearts and our minds and our spirits together so that we can move forward in our day, Father, to be the love and the light that this world needs. We understand today, Father, that it's only because you loved us so much that you gave your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us, to release us from the bondage of our sins and of our past, Father, to give us a brand new life today, Father, to give us life brand new so that we can live as children of the light instead of children of the darkness. Oh, Father, we thank you today, Father, for that light, for your light comes through Jesus Christ, the one who brightens our day, the one who brightens our lives, Father, the one who brightens our hearts, the one who gives us the joy that we need each and every day, despite the hurt and the harm that's going on around us, Father, despite the struggles and the chains that seek to destroy us and to hold us down, Father. We know and we understand today that through Jesus Christ, we can do all things through him who gives us the strength, Father. We can overcome hurt, we can overcome pain, we can overcome sickness and disease, Father, because we have Jesus Christ right now today. He is the ultimate healer and the salvation that we need right now today. And so we thank you, God, for understanding our need, realizing that we all have faults and we all have breakdowns, Father. But today you look beyond our faults and you only focus on our needs. And so we thank you for focusing on our need, because we need Jesus Christ right now today, Father. We need you to bless our lives, Father, in a mighty way, not only so that we can live, Father, this wonderful life that you have for us, but so that we can be blessed, be a blessing for those around us. Oh, Father, we thank you for right now, this moment, that our hearts are coming together, that our minds and our spirits are coming together, Father, because we have the desire to move forward in a way that allows us to be all that you've called us to be, Father. We thank you for this ministry that gives us the strength and the power each and every day that we need, Father, in order for us to move on and go further, because we know that you are wonderful. You're the awesome God. because you've shown us over and over and over again that you're true to your word, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. When we lost our loved ones, Father, and we were struggling to make it to the next day, you came to see about us, Father. When we were sick and lonely in the hospitals, Father, you came and you gave us healing. Some of us may be even on our sick beds right now today, Father, but we have the confidence that you're with us. And that you are able to do all things that we need you to do, Father. And so we thank you for just being God. Because we know right now this morning that we have a Father who cares. Oh, Father, continue to watch over us and keep us. We need you right now in our lives. Not that we're demanding that you do anything, Father, because you've done more than enough already. If Jesus Christ was the only thing that you had given us, Father, Jesus Christ is more than enough because he gives us everything that we need. Everything else is just desires of our hearts, Father, and you promised that you would fulfill them. And so right now today, we're asking you, Father, to continue to lead us and guide us in your ways so that we can lead others unto you. And as always, Father, as we step out into the world, in our jobs, in our communities, in our families, in our neighborhoods, or wherever we are today, we ask you to give us the love, the joy, the peace, the power, the understanding, compassion, and discernment to do everything on this wonderful Friday, to do everything today that our faith will prompt us to do. Oh, Father, we love you because you first loved us. We love you because you're still just who you told us to be. And we thank you for all you've done. We pray and ask all these blessings. And we thank you for all these blessings right now today. In the wonderful, loving, and saving name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we thank you for it all. Amen. And thank you, God.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Reverend Kimball. We pray for the Lord to order your day and light your way. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Friday morning. Goodbye.